You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... Pet! So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really. What's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're taping this show on Halloween, so it's fitting for me to extend you a happy Halloween. And I have a special message here from my ghoulish friend. You know, each week we spotlight guests from all parts of the globe. We've had canine conservatives. We've had left-wing feline fans. We've had top dogs in the pet world like Dr. Marty Becker, America's family vet. We've had Emmy-winning celebrities like Fred Willard and Andy Garcia. But we've never had a true rock star until today. Nor have we ever chatted with anyone with a unique menagerie of pets that, are you ready for this? Include an Arctic fox or an Amazon tree boa until today. I'm extending a big paws up welcome to The Dro, a member of the popular band called Dead Star Assembly. So grab your leash and let's take a walk on the wild and wicked side with this pet loving rocker. Welcome to the show, Dro.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, great.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
No problem. We're going to discover just what life is really like for this amazing musician and his critter crew right after this commercial message. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Do you love your dog? Then you'll love feeding him mouthwatering, all-natural treats, lovingly handmade by a professional caterer who wanted the very best for her dogs. Make no mistake about it, these are not ordinary dog treats. These are doggy delights, like breakfast banana biscotti, honey bear peanut butter balls, yummy apple cinnamon mini cakes, and so much more. Your dog will howl in delight. And now you can get a scrumptious sample pack by going to dingersdogtreats.com. It's a $25 value, yours for just $9.95 through this special radio offer. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Every one of these gourmet doggy treats is handmade from the finest ingredients and taste tested on our own dogs. Your dog will love them. Get $25 worth of doggy delights now for just $9.95. Go to dingersdogtreats.com now. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Yum.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition. This is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the O'Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is known among legions of fans in the underground music scene as The Dro, a member of the Dead Star Assembly. I guess, can I call you Dro? Is that your nickname?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So we'll take off we're pals now and everything. So I'm glad you can be on our show, Dro. First of all, tell us a little bit about the Dead Star Assembly. You know, it's fitting that we're taping the show on Halloween, and I've been listening to your music, and I guess I got my house cleaned in record time because the beat is really addictive and fast and a lot of energy. So explain to us a little bit about your band, and we can go from there to the Critter Crew.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, we've been around for around 6 years. We started down here in South Florida. We play pretty much a mix of industrial metal music, and we have a great fan base, and we've been doing shows from everywhere from here to Florida all the way up to Portland, Oregon. We've toured all over, and we're doing a bunch of things lately. We've got new record coming out, all sorts of stuff going on, so it's pretty cool, and it's been a pretty fun ride.
Well, I mean, everybody's got to dash after the show to the website deadstar.com and take a peek, if you dare, at the photos of this amazing group of band members. They include Dearborn, Dregs, is it pronounced Cygnus?
Yes.
Okay, and of course, our special guest, The Dro. Now, your first album was self-titled Dead Star Assembly, and some of the hit songs are called Normal and Breathe For Me. And then you had a second release called Unsaved, and there's the songs And Ashes Will Fall and Dejected. And I understand the group is now working on a third release. Let's talk about that. How's that going?
Yeah, we've actually been working on an album we're calling Coat of Arms, and it should be released sometime in the winter. We're still finishing up recording, writing a couple more songs for us to finish. We've kind of changed around how we record and how we do things this time, and we've done something different for the fans, and I think everybody's really going to enjoy it.
All right, you got my feline curiosity up. I'm as curious as a cat. Can you spill a little of the beans and let us know what you're talking about?
Well, we don't want to give too much away, but I mean, we've added a bunch of new sounds to the songs that we haven't used in the past, and we've kind of changed the way we've done things in the way of recording. And I think it's going to be a little bit of a different album than what the fans are used to hearing, but I think it's going to be a lot better than what they're used to. They're going to like it a lot, for sure. I'm addicted to it already. I can't stop listening to the song itself.
Well, you know what? That's a good sign, I think. Tell us a little bit about the guys in your band. I mean, they've got cool names, but you're the bass player, right? And you've done other things, but you're sort of on the bass, right?
Yes, I play bass in Dead Star, and the other guys are pretty crazy themselves, too. You know, we have a lot of fun on tour. Dearborn's pretty much we call him the leader of the band, the leader of the pack. He's like,
okay.
Like the father in the group. He tells us, everything we need to do, and we do it right, and then we have fun in the meantime,
Okay.
So he takes care of a lot of the business end, and we show up and play. That's what I always tell people.
So he's like the border collie if you guys were in the canine world, right?
He
kind of leads. Yeah, okay. All right. And let's say, how about Dregs?
He's the guitar player. I don't know how to even describe Dregs. He's got his own personality of his own. If anybody's met him, they know what I mean. He's fun to be around, and he's always got something funny to say. And he's the guy who's always bringing along the entertainment on the ride. When we get on the tour bus, he's the first one to load up any video games that we need to play or movies or anything. So he's like, he brings on the entertainment.
Well, I would call him a lovable Labrador Retriever then, if we're going to this dog genre. Okay, let's go with Cygnus. What about him?
He's the quiet, funny guy. He's quiet, and everybody's always wondering what he's thinking about and what he's going to say next, but every time he opens his mouth, he gets us cracking up laughing.
Oh, my
gosh.
Okay.
He plays drums for the band.
He plays drums, huh? I'm trying to figure, what kind of dog breed do you think he best exemplifies?
I don't even know. I don't even know what I would describe him as. He's like the quiet type, so it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, I'd probably say he's probably like a Shiba Inu. One of those Japanese dogs are very quiet. They don't bark, but they're there. And
yeah.
I guess now we have to describe you, Dro. What would you think? What's your personality like?
Well, I'm all about having fun, you know. I enjoy just doing what I do, and I don't let the small things bother me usually. I just do my thing and have fun while I'm at it. So,
well, you could be like a golden retriever because they take everything on and they don't care. They don't get bugged by many things, and they have brains and good looks. And I got to tell you, I love the way you guys portray yourselves. If you were trying to describe your band, I mean, I'm going to date myself. I feel like a grandma here, but you know, you almost look like a 21st century version of like Marilyn Manson or something. Am I wrong here, or help me out on how you describe?
That's what a lot of people describe us as. You know, a lot of people see us in that light because, you know, we do the whole makeup thing and we have a great stage show. So they compare us to Marilyn Manson a lot. And the cool thing is we actually have a guy working for us. He's our road manager whose son was actually on the first Manson record. So it's kind of funny mixture, you know.
Yeah, well, that's not bad for someone like me whose only musical background was I got kicked out of high school band. I played the glockenspiel, so I love music, Dro, but you won't see my name on any record label in any time soon. So how do you do this? You love music. You love animals. I guess you're known as the animal guy. In your previous life, or maybe you still do, you had some experience owning exotic pet shops. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. In the band, they all consider me as the bug guy, the animal guy, you know, the troublemaker, because I've always got all sorts of little creatures around me, and I've raised everything from cockroaches and tarantulas to, you know, foxes and everything, you know. And probably around when I was like 20 years old, I got to open up a pet store with a friend of mine down in Fort Lauderdale, and it was a cool run. We had it for about 2 years. And we sold everything from lizards and snakes to, you know, fish and just all sorts of things. And it was cool. Unfortunately, I had to close down the store because we ended up getting robbed, and I had a lot of other stuff going on at the time. But I definitely look forward to, in the future, opening up another exotic pet shop. I actually have some pretty cool ideas for what I would like to do when I have the funding to open up a new one.
Now, cockroaches. I used to live in Florida, too, Dro. I worked at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel about 10 years ago, and I remember that people would call cockroaches, their polite term was palmetto bugs, but they're still cockroaches, right?
Yeah, actually, the kind of roaches that I breed here at home, actually, are the, the Madagascar hissing cockroaches, and I also have the death's head roaches, for anyone who knows anything about them. They're not like the palmetto bugs, and a lot of people get creeped out when they see those, but I've noticed a lot of people who have been over to my place or even at my shop when I had it, that they aren't as afraid of the hissing cockroaches and the death heads as they are of palmetto bugs. I don't know why that is, but I guess maybe it's the look, you know, that creeps people out and the fact that they fly.
You call them hissing cockroaches and death heads?
Yeah.
Is that right? Wow, that sounds like a good rock band right there.
Yeah, right? hissing cockroaches are the ones they usually use in movies that don't have the wings, and they're the orange and black striped roaches that make that hissing sound when you touch them.
Oh, okay. All right. So for everybody going out to rent a scary movie for Halloween, this is a good thing. They could go for the hissing cockroaches. See, just being with you, Dro, I've already learned some things about cockroaches. What about the other ones, the death heads? What are they about?
Well, the ones that I have aren't actual true death heads. They're kind of like a hybrid species, but they call them death heads because the original ones have a pattern on the top of their head that actually looked like a skull. So they call them death heads. For that reason.
Wow. What are the personalities of these kinds of cockroaches? Let's give them this is a chance to have somebody that knows cockroaches give a little better spin on what they're all about. What's your take on cockroaches and why they could make some good pets for some people?
Well, I actually think that cockroaches aren't really as dirty as people assume they would be. And they're like family creatures. I mean, they live in a group with their family, and you know, the hissing cockroaches are pretty mellow. You can pick them up and they'll just sit there in your hand. And the only time they really get annoyed is if somebody's like poking at them, they'll start hissing. The death head roaches are a little different though. They're the kind that are a little more hyperactive and like to scatter around.
Okay. What do you feed the hissing cockroaches?
They'll eat anything from just food scraps to vegetables, carrots, apples, everything. Pretty much anything you put in front of them, they'll eat.
Okay. And now, let's go from little to big. So from there, you've also had tarantulas, too?
Yep. I've got two rose-haired tarantulas. I've had pink-toed tarantulas, all sorts of them.
I kind of like them. They almost look like spiders with woolly sweaters, don't you think?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, that's another thing is that different types of tarantulas all have different attitudes. So people see some tarantulas and they think they're going to get attacked by them, but the reality is most of them would rather run away than come after you.
Have you ever trained a tarantula to do a special trick? Are they into clicker training, or what's the take of the ones you've had?
No, actually, the only thing I've really done with my tarantulas are I've used them in photo shoots. So I've put them, you know, like I have one cool picture that I've taken in the past with one of my rose hairs that it was sitting on top of a skull, and I also had it coming out of the eyeball of the skull. And the cool thing about tarantulas is if you tap them on the abdomen, they actually walk towards the way that you're poking them. So you can get them to kind of walk where you want them to and kind of get them to stay where you want them to if you're doing something like a photo shoot.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I've tapped my dog Chipper's belly, and she's never walked that way like a tarantula. So you've just made tarantulas smarter than most dogs. You know that?
I don't know about that, but...
No, that's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's nice that you have this love for all creatures and all critters and all. And I'm just wondering, growing up, were you the kid that always looked under the rock for a bug to take home to have as a pet? Or give us a little background.
Well, I grew up in New York, so there weren't really lots of bugs and animals that you can really find over there because I was in the city. The only bugs that I really played with, what kind of got me into bugs, were what they call the roly-polies, the soap bugs. And
okay.
I always had fun like picking those up, and I'd find them in the alleys, and I'd collect a whole bunch of them and keep them in a jar, and then, you know, later on I'd let them go. And even fireflies that, you know, in New York they're all over the place. So that's kind of how I got into it. But really when I moved to Florida around the age of 12 is when I started seeing all these different animals running around that you don't normally see in the city. So I got really attracted to them, and I started collecting them thinking like, wow, this is almost like a piece of art that's living. So to me, I view it as that.
Don't you think this love of animals you've had and really paying attention to the details, the little bugs that are running around, how does that impact your creativity as a musician?
Well, you know, looking at every single different species of bugs and animals and everything kind of brings out the creativeness because they're all different in their own way. They all have, you know, different colors, different shapes and sizes, and it's almost like an alien world. It kind of expands your creativity to just looking at that and saying, wow, if that's possible, then anything's possible.
Is there any certain song you can talk about that maybe the tarantula or that one of the hissing cockroaches seemed to be an inspiration for you?
Well, we actually used a giant millipede, an African giant millipede, in the video Killing Myself Again. And it was just kind of a metaphor for the lyrical part of the song that it's in. So for anybody who's curious to check that out, we have those videos on our MySpace page and on our DeathStarAssembly.com page. So they can check that out and see the clip of
Okay, so just to make sure. Go to MySpace page and the DeadStar.com website to be able to download that, right?
Yes. And, oh, and I forgot to mention, I also have a scene where I eat mealworms, so I'm sure people will be pretty excited to see that on Halloween.
Please don't tell me they taste like chicken.
No, they don't. They actually taste like dirt.
Dirt? Well, maybe that's because that's what they eat, right?
Yeah, well, that's what they live in, so I would assume that's why they taste like dirt.
And you do this for... you got paid, what, a nickel to do this? Or what inspired you to do that scene?
No, it was just something. We had them on the set, and, you know, I had them there with me, and they were like, hey, why don't you try this? It'll look cool. And I was like, all right, well, what do I get out of it? And they're like, the satisfaction of knowing that it'll be in the video. I'm like, okay, so that was good enough for me.
You're a good sport about that. You know, we're talking to Dro. He is a member of the Dead Star Assembly Band and an amazing lover of all creatures. We're going to learn a little bit more. We've talked about cockroaches, tarantulas, and the little guys. We're going to move up a little bit on the food chain and talk to him about some of the other critters in his life right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on? Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dean Koontz, and you're listening to Oh Behave with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. It is being taped on Halloween, so it is only fitting.
Are you frightened,
kid? You will be. All right, that's it for my special sound effects, but somebody who really makes sound zing and sing is Dro. He is a member of the Dead Star Assembly Band. It's a industrial metal music band that's out of South Florida, but they go everywhere, all coast to coast, to Portland, Oregon. They're working on their third album. I want everyone to dash out to deadstar.com and check out this amazing group. And we're back with Dro. Hey, Dro, thank you for explaining a little bit. I've learned so much about cockroaches and tarantulas. I feel like I could maybe go on, you know, Jeopardy or something if they had that category. I'm in.
Yeah, they're great, you know, but like I said, again, you know, I see them as more of like a piece of artwork, and the way I set up their cages, you know, it's more like something that is on display in my house, and, you know, people see that, and they're like, wow, you know, that's amazing that you have something that's so beautiful living inside your house, you know.
Yeah, you must have amazing karma because of all the critters, don't you think?
I'd sure like to hope so.
Well, let's talk about others, because I went on your MySpace page, and I was just into we went from the, ooh, cockroaches to the, ah, spooky, your Arctic fox, and, of course, this adorable fennec fox named Scout. It looks like he's got ears like an airplane wingspan. I mean, my gosh. Tell me a little bit about Spooky and Scout.
Well, Scout was a recent purchase that I got from a breeder down here. We always like to joke around and say that when he opens his mouth, we can hear radio stations playing just because of the satellite ears that he has on his head, you know. But he's great. I originally got him because my girlfriend was going through some hard times. She's going through some melanoma treatment, and it was pretty rough time going through all the radiation and all the treatment. And I said, you know, let's get something that's going to make her happy and be just like our ray of sunshine, we call him too. So that's kind of why we brought Scout into the family. And, you know, he's adorable. He's loving. He just, you know, he loves being around the other pets, and he gets along with everyone. So, you know, we have a lot of fun with him. And then Spooky, the Arctic fox, I've had him for about 5 to 6 years. I got him as a kit. And he came from a breeder also down in Fort Lauderdale. And the breeder that I got him from used to work with me with the pet shop that I used to own. And unfortunately, after 3 years of having him, we found out that he was epileptic. So, the vets decided that it might be an option to put him to sleep because of it. But I decided instead that I would, you know, go for taking care of him, because I would hate to put any family member down. And I've always been the one to say, you know, if somebody has a child and they're epileptic, would you put them to sleep? You know, probably not. So as long as the medications are working and he's still living and eating and functioning, why put him to sleep? So unfortunately, I have to deal with him having seizures, but I try to keep it under control with the medication. So he's become a little bit aggressive since he's had the epilepsy. But before that, he was really sweet, and he loved to be, you know, held and be around other people. But now he just kind of likes being to himself or with the other animals.
Yeah. Now you have a dog, cleverly named Doggy. How does Doggy get along with Spooky and Scout?
They all get along great. Doggy is kind of like the mother of the family. You know, she's the one who kind of looks after everyone when I'm away. And I actually found her in the road probably about 8 years back. She was running around in the middle of the street, and I almost hit her with my car. And when I opened up the door and I was like, come here, Doggy, she ran and jumped in my back seat. So appropriately named, she kept, you know, kept the name Doggy since she responded to that.
She's very cute. You said, what do you think she's made of? What I'm looking at the picture on your MySpace. She's got a little lab in her. What else do you think?
Yeah, she's a border collie mixed with a lab.
Wow, you got brains and loyalty right in one bundle of fur. That's not a bad combination, right?
Yeah, you have no idea. She's probably the smartest dog I've ever been around.
Wow. Who takes care of your critters when you're out jamming on the stage and you're here to Oregon? How do you deal with that? Because a lot of folks would be curious. We love our pets, and we have to sometimes travel. So how do you wrestle with that?
My girlfriend actually really helps me out a lot. You know, whenever I have to go out of town or when I'm on tour, she stays here and watches over everybody. So I'm really thankful to have her, you know, here to be able to help me with all that, because it's definitely a big job with all the pets I have. I mean, if I sat here and named all the pets here in the house from the small ones to the big ones, I'd probably take up the whole show.
Well, let's go do a summary, a Reader's Digest summary. We've talked about the foxes, the dogs, the tarantulas, the cockroaches. What are some of the other, I think you have an Amazon tree boa named Striker, correct?
Yes, and again, appropriately named because of the fact that anyone that puts their hand anywhere near him, he strikes at them, because that's what Amazon tree boas do. So, yeah, I've had him for probably around 6 years or so also. And I have a ball python, which is a full-grown one, and I got a bearded dragon, a crested gecko, I've got a couple of fish, soft-shell turtle, regular slider turtles, and then there's the other snake that the name escapes me.
That's
I always
right.
call him the one-eyed snake. That's why I forget, because I just call him the one-eyed snake.
I'm sure he doesn't mind. So it must take a lot of time to get these critters fed, and you have to bond with them and have a little one-on-one time. So how do you and your girlfriend deal with that?
Yeah, well, they're mostly rescues. You know, like most of the pets that I had when I originally got them were some sort of rescue. So to me, it wasn't only just to have the pets and have all these creatures around, but just the fact that, you know, I can help them out and not have to put them to sleep, because, I would hate to have any animal put to sleep for example, the snake, you know, that has only one eye. Like, why put him to sleep just because he has some problem? So she definitely is able to help me out with the mammals, but, you know, we feed them. Most of them eat the same food. Like, the foxes will eat the dog food as well as a mixture of fruit. So it's not that hard. You know, I don't have to get that many different foods. And then the reptiles, any reptile owner knows that you don't really have to feed them like you would a mammal. So they don't have to be fed every day and looked after every day. You know, just
right.
It's not as hard as most people would assume. So even though I have many pets, most of them are easy to care for.
Well, it also sounds like you were lucky to find a gal that is willing to be open to having a variety of pets, too. You have quite a Noah's Ark there, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to find a girl who is okay with living with cockroaches.
But they're well-behaved, hissing cockroaches, right?
Yes, of course. She actually also just brought in a stray cat, so that's a new addition also. So, yeah, we definitely have everything.
So what's this cat like? Do you have a name for the cat yet?
Yeah, his name's Jack. He's actually really sweet, and I'm not really a cat person. You know, I'm more of a canine person. So when it came to her bringing him home, I was really against it. I felt we have so many pets as it is, and it would be so much harder to be bringing in another pet to the family. But now that he's here and he's gotten acclimated to the surroundings, you know, I really kind of fell in love with him. And he, since I work from home, he's always around me. So he's kind of got this like gravitational pull where everywhere I go, he's there. And he's actually in here with me right now and just running around, jumping on top of everything, wondering what I'm doing.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, real men love cats. So you're doing okay with Jack.
Yeah,
so you're probably
going to
get more fans. See? I think men can be secure in their manhood if they say they like a cat. So there you go.
And he's a black cat. So again, for Halloween, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't let him outside today, okay?
Definitely not.
No, no. And now how does he get along with Spooky and Scout and Doggy?
I seriously think he assumes that he's a canine himself now because being around them. So he's the one to always jump on them. You know, he's the first one to start playing. And he's a kitten, so he's, you know, just getting used to being around everything. And he's still trying to find out what everything is. He likes to manipulate everything he can around him. He just grabs everything with his paws and chews on everything. It's funny.
Well, do you have a bathtub at all?
Yeah,
I
got two.
Okay. One thing that cats really love, I call it feline hockey. You can take a paper wad or a ping pong ball in an empty bathtub, of course, and toss it in there and let them fly around inside the bathtub. It's hilarious. They look almost like Tony Hawk on a skateboard or, you know, Wayne Gretzky on ice. So try that some night when you're bored and see if Jack is game for that.
Yeah, I actually heard about that in one of your past interviews. I believe it was the one you did with the Hollywood Chihuahua interview. I heard about, you were talking about that. I believe that was the one. I'm not sure. But I'm definitely looking forward to trying that.
Okay, well, I mean, I've tried to do it myself in a bathtub, but I just can't make those hard turns that quickly. But my cats, Callie and Murphy, are like, ha-ha, look at me, I'm flying. So I think it might be some fun for Jack. Do you ever dedicate any of your songs to any of your cool animals?
No, we haven't yet. But I'll be sure to have my singer announce that the next time we play out. I'll tell him he needs to dedicate it to all the animals that we have. He's got a few rescues himself, too, so he'll understand.
That's good. Anybody else in the band have any pets?
Yeah, my singer has, he's got two pugs, he's got a chihuahua and a pit bull and a cat.
Wow. Is that Dearborn?
He's actually got, yes, Dearborn.
Okay, wow, that's quite a crew. What about Dregs or Cygnus? Do they have any?
Cygnus has a small dog. I'm thinking it's a miniature pincher, but I'm not positive because I've only seen the dog once, so I'm not really sure on what kind it is. But then Dregs, I don't think he has any pets right now.
Okay. You know, you have a great platform as a musician, and you're able to reach a lot of people. And songs, to me, are just amazing because you can take words and vocals, and wow, it is quite an art. So I do applaud you for being able to have such a talent. But throughout this whole conversation, I'm hearing something from you that you are really a champion of all creatures on this planet. And I didn't know if there's anything you wanted to give a shout out to people when it comes to just how lucky we are to have pets of all types in our life.
Yeah, I really think that a lot of people take some of that stuff for granted, you know, and they don't really get the chance to look at the world in that light. And there are so many different things that go on here in this world today, and really the animals are the ones that are keeping me sane, at least going through all of it. So it's definitely, I know some people aren't animal people, but if they gave it a chance to really see what kind of happiness that they bring into the lives, like I would have never believed, you know, when I was younger that these animals could have done so good for me mentally just having them around, because it's so nice to be able to walk in the door and have them greet you. I'm sure you know exactly what I mean.
Well, yeah, you truly do get greeted like a rock star when you walk in your house, don't you?
Exactly. They all come running to the door like, hey.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, I'm very, very pleased and honored, Dro, that you became a guest on our show. He is a bass player for the Dead Star Assembly. He is great. I've learned so much from you about pets, and that's the beauty of this show, because every day you can learn something and you can pass it on. We want everybody to go to deadstar.com, check out the website, and realize that the third album is underway. It's getting put together. But is there any tour spots or anything you want to give a little a shout out to let your fans know what's up with Dead Star?
Well, we've been releasing quite a few videos from the studio, so if fans want to check out Our MySpace page is myspace.com/deadstarassembly. And we have videos to show some of the new songs that we're doing and some clips from the studio of us just messing around that I'm sure that they'll enjoy. Touring right now, we don't have any plans at the moment. We're just planning on finishing this album so that we can tour when we release it. And that way people can get to hear all the new music while we're on tour.
Well, we hope when you do release it, you give us a call so we can let people know and do a follow-up and put it on your guest bio page too. Because the nice thing is, once you're on our show, you never leave because, we post it, people can cherry pick and listen to all shows on the entire Pet Life Radio network, and we do have a pretty nice extensive guest bio page. So I'm hoping after we tape the show, we can get some good links from our pet fans to you.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I've also noticed that a lot of my fans, they don't really get to hear a lot of my personal life with the animals. They really, every interview that I've done is about the band and the band only. So it's nice to do an interview to let them know, because I get so many questions when people see pictures on my pages of all my personal pets. And it's cool to get to let them know this time, how I feel about animals and the respect I have for them.
I find it interesting that on the different categories you have for your photos on your MySpace page, that you have over 100 photos of your pets. That's a testament in itself.
Yeah, well, maybe that's because I have over 100 pets.
All right, well, Dro, thank you very much for being on the show. He is on the band Dead Star Assembly. I have learned a lot from you. I think that the critters in your home are very blessed to have you as their pal. And we want everybody to go to the entire shows on Pet Life Radio Network. It's real easy to do. Just go to PetLifeRadio.com. And if you have some ideas for shows, give us a shout. I want to also thank my producer, Mark Winter. He just makes this show happen every week. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.